Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June the 12th, 2018. In today's news, an audit report has found major problems with New York City elevator inspections. A developer is planning the tallest building in Cyprus. Pennsylvania lawmakers are considering a new elevator regulatory board in the wake of an incident that killed a corrections officer and an inmate at a county facility, and an apartment tower in Chicago has a new name and updated renderings.
A report released on June 6th by New York State Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli says an audit of private elevator inspectors in New York City found that many of them are missing hazardous violations, putting the public at risk. The audit looked at work done by certified elevator inspectors who worked for companies contracted by the New York City Department of Buildings to perform the annual inspections required of the city's 71,000 elevators. Problems ranged from inspectors falsely certifying the inspections were done to ignoring imminent hazards that should have resulted in the elevators being immediately shut down. Other problems included neglecting to inspect pits and car tops. Department of Buildings officials agreed with 8 of 9 recommendations made by the audit and noted they have already taken steps to implement changes to improve inspection oversight.
A developer is planning to demolish a shopping center to make way for the Aura, a 197-meter-tall luxury apartment tower in Limassol, Cyprus. That would be the nation's tallest building, the Cyprus Mail reports. Limassol Beach and Seaview Properties, a subsidiary of the Shikolas Group's Woolworth Properties, applied for a town planning license for the tower, which would front the Mediterranean Sea. The Aura is being designed by architects Foster & Partners and will have 137 apartments, ranging from 2 to 4 bedrooms, as well as a 5-bedroom penthouse with panoramic views. The building is designed to appear as if it hangs over its landscaped gardens.
WBRE WYOU-TV reports that lawmakers in Pennsylvania are considering new oversight for elevators in response to an incident in which a Luzerne County corrections officer and an inmate who attacked him both died when an elevator door they hit gave way and they fell down the shaft. The State Department of Labor and Industry is responsible for enforcing elevator safety regulations, but lawmakers say the board has not been adequately informed of safety issues. Senate Bill 934 would create a 9-member elevator safety board that would have the authority and time to research incidents involving elevators statewide. County officials noted that the elevator in the prison had passed its most recent inspection.
The developer of a 29-story apartment tower under construction along the south branch of the Chicago River has revealed a new name and new renderings, Curb Chicago reports. Previously called Ancora at Riverline, developer Lendlease has rechristened the building at 720 South Wells Street as the Cooper at South Bank. It will feature 452 apartments, including 26 townhouse-style units, and will have retail space and garage parking for 230 vehicles. The building will offer residents 11,000 square feet of amenities, including a gym, a demonstration kitchen, a musical jam room, a virtual sports simulation room, a rooftop pool deck, and more. Under construction since 2016, the Cooper at South Bank comes from architect Perkins & Will. Construction is expected to be complete in September.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.